A massive development proposed for Columbia Square would mean the need for another new school in downtown New Westminster. But whether an urban school will be incorporated into the site remains to be seen. The City of New Westminster and School District 40 are highlighting the need for school space as New Westminster City Council gets set to consider a proposed rezoning for 88 10th Street. The proposal, which will be presented at a City Council workshop on Monday afternoon, June 12, calls for a master planned community on the 7-acre site. It would include a possible 6 to 8 high-rise towers, plus office space, retail, and community and public spaces, according to a city report. The staff report notes that, with up to 4,000 residential units on the site, the new development could bring an estimated 4,000 to 7,250 residents to the downtown, of which 280 to 530 would be school-aged children. Given the project would bring significant growth to the downtown, and as the site is large enough to offer a potential opportunity for an urban school location, staff has indicated to the applicant that they need to work with School District 40 to understand school space needs and determine if there is an opportunity for the project to accommodate an urban school, the report reads. South Dakota 40 will need more space in downtown New Westminster. School District 40 Secretary-Treasurer Bettina Ketchum confirmed the school district has been involved in some preliminary conversations about the development. As one of the fastest-growing districts in Metro Vancouver, we are very aware of how important it is that we continue to evaluate current and future needs to enable us to do the work needed to support growth, she said in an email to The Record. She noted the district has increased how often it updates enrollment projections, including tracking developments like this one. South Dakota 40 is updating its long-term facilities plan every 18 to 24 months to make sure it's on top of the need for school space. The next draft of that plan will be presented publicly in the fall. In the meantime, Ketchum reiterated the district's need for school space in the fast-growing downtown. Despite the recent success in receiving ministry acknowledgement for a new elementary school at the Simcoe campus site, we know we'll need more, she said. That's why we continually monitor and look for site acquisition opportunities to secure the long-term enrollment growth needs of downtown and surrounding areas. Administrative offices, more compatible with location than an urban school. Document. A background document from the City of New Westminster that outlines staff feedback and the developer's response shows that, at this point, the development does not call for a school on site. Rather, it says the developer has suggested there's a chance for School District 40 to locate its administrative offices at Columbia Square, which could open up space for additional school capacity on the Fraser River Middle School site, where the board offices currently face the Ontario Street side of the property. The provision of administrative space for South Dakota 40 is a more compatible use with urban location than a school, as the feedback document summarizes the developer's input. School District 40 had its administrative offices in rented premises at Columbia Square before moving to its current standalone building in 2016. Follow Julie McClellan on Twitter at Julia McClellan. Email Julie, jmcclellan@newwestrecord.ca.